This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Let's find out what's been happening on TikTok. Edith Hill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren.
Now, Edith, we're going to kick off with some much-needed good news. We all need a bit of good news at the moment. Give it to us. What's happening?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you hinted just before, we're talking about dogs, which
we love.
Clearly one of the best topics that we could be talking about. Yes. And this is one of my favorite TikToks. It's just so sweet and wholesome and nice. And every time it comes up on my For You page on TikTok, I'm like, oh, thank God for dogs. And it just makes me feel better. And this account is called We Rate Dogs.
And what's it about? What happens? Do we rate them?
Well, they do rate dogs, not in the clinical sense of which is actually the best dog, but they do a countdown every week of the best dogs on the internet. And these are dogs who are very wholesome or very sweet or very cute or very fat or very whatever. And they talk about, you know, the most viral dogs of that week and do a little rundown and show you the videos of these dogs. And it's just, God, it will make your day better.
Do you know what I love about being the best dog is every doggy out there wants to be the best doggy in the world, and they are, and every owner has the best doggy in the world. Don't you reckon?
Well, exactly. There's no exclusion criteria here. It is every dog could be on this list. And you get to see so many different good little boys and girls doing their best. So the one I saw earlier today was of a dog who works at an airport, and they were doing their final sniff of the bags. Ooh. And when they, you know, marked their final bag, all of the airport staff just like let go of, I think it was like 100 tennis balls over the baggage rail, and the dog just went nuts and got to play with balls on their last day. It's just really like good feeling content.
I had a look.
It's just the stuff you want.
I had a look today. The videos, they're very joyful. They're not frivolous, though. They highlight rescue stories, that they also spotlight older or disabled dogs, and they encourage adoption. Yes. So there's something underlying all of this, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. They're very community-minded, which I enjoy a lot. It is an account based in America, but they do support dogs from all over. They, of course, like a lot of very big TikTok channels do, they have merch and options to, buy things that say, tell your dog I said hi, which, now that I've said that, you will notice these bumper stickers everywhere you go now. There's a couple at my work. So when I drive into the university, I can see a few people who have them, which makes me very happy. And the proceeds of these tell your dog I said hi merch goes towards funding the medical care for dogs that they have found that need financial support.
Is this the antidote to the doom scroll, do you reckon?
I wish there was one. It certainly helps, put it that way. And then you end up scrolling endlessly through dogs. So not a doom scroll, but a long scroll nonetheless.
The best doggies in the world. Let's go from warm fuzzies to a content category that is not exactly known for warm and fuzzies and loving, is it?
No. Well, at least not if you talk to me about it.
Okay. Tell us about it.
So, family channels. For anyone who listens regularly, oh my God, I hate them so much. I hate family channels. It's just an ethical minefield. And when you think about it, people sharing wholesome family content, that should be a warm, fuzzy situation. But when you really kind of dive into the dynamics behind family channels and the exploitation of children, it becomes a lot less warm and fuzzy. Mm. But what I have been watching, and I watched a 2.5-hour YouTube video essay on this just yesterday, so I'm very deep in the trenches right now. It is a very popular family channel called The Ace Family. They were one of the biggest on YouTube for a really, really long time. About, I think, around a year ago, they announced that they were separating, the parents behind this channel, and were continuing on amicably and co-parenting their three children. And all of this, after they announced their separation, they kind of just popped out of my mind. I hadn't thought about them in ages until the mother of this channel has just announced she is releasing a memoir style book that she's co-writing with an underwriter. And the first chapter has been leaked, all about the husband's infidelity.
Oh, that's inappropriate.
It feels a little icky for many reasons. I think a lot of people's first reaction is, oh, the goss, because these people have been very famous. And I mean, millions of followers, millions of dollars. They ran a lot of interesting events, some people call them scams. Not my words, I'll just put that out there. With basketball games, they hosted a carnival, all of these things. These were big, very, very popular people. And of course, people want to know about their lives. But to sound cliche and old, oh my God, think of the children. Well, but this has become such a viral story all about their dad's infidelity and cheating on their mum.
And that's my problem with it, is this public back and forth that plays out right in front of the kids. And their huge young fan base as well.
Yes, exactly. A lot of family channels have very young audiences. Occasionally you will have some more wholesome creators who do actually post very helpful parenting content that other parents do watch. But then you have a kind of a subgenre of family channels. It's the very outlandish, what we got our kids on Christmas and the school halls and stuff that other children watch. And this family channel, the Ace Family, really fit into that kind of category. I find personally that a lot of people you see interacting with them are a lot younger. So it wouldn't be people like me who are 30 about to have a family. And I would not be watching them, put it that way.
How many followers
and
do they have?
Their kids are now old enough to understand. I believe it's in the tens of millions. Wow. It depends on what platform we talk about, because they are popular across YouTube, TikTok, and Snapchat as well, which is not one that you typically think of as social networking in the same way that you would think of YouTube.
Is one of the biggest, I suppose, issue with family vloggers that kids can't meaningfully consent to what is being put online, and then also monetizing these intimate moments, these intimate family moments?
Yeah, absolutely. You can't consent as a child to how your likeness is being shared online, and especially to such a massive audience. And also these people are making millions and millions of dollars off of their children. And most states in America do not have laws protecting how this money is allocated. It's kind of coming into some change now, but globally speaking and generally, I guess, that money is not protected and doesn't belong to those children. So their whole childhood gets monetized and content farmed, and potentially they have absolutely nothing to show for that invasion of privacy at the end. It's not like you can say, hey, well, at least you have 10 mil sitting in the bank to set you up for life and your education. They are just, their privacy is gone. And what do they have left after that?
What are we like over here in Australia with family vloggers? Do we have any protection here or nothing?
Not really formally in the same sense as they do in some countries like America, where they have a lot of laws kind of bled over from Hollywood and child actors, where states like Los Angeles, places like Los Angeles and California have Coogan laws that protect children's incomes to a certain extent, where they have the parents are legally required to put funds in place where a certain percentage of their child's income has to go into that fund. So I guess it really depends on where the child is working, because a lot of states have different laws. And that really changes the kinds of protections that are in place for those children.
Edith, always good to chat with you. I think I'll stick to the We Rate Dogs site for the warm and fuzzy.
That's the one I actually recommend. Don't go looking up the Ace Family unless you're watching video essays about them. Let's not give them any more eyes or any more money. They have enough.
Let's stick to the We Rate Dogs. Give that a go, because every doggy is the best doggy in the world. Edith Hill, always good to chat with you. We'll chat with you again next week.
Absolutely. Yes, I'll talk to you then.
Thank you, Dr. Edith Hill from Flinders University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy. a diverse sound for a diverse community.